it is exempted from that exception.
Correct.
So if you rent that property to, and I understand why you would do it,
right.
But if you rent that property to, even though they're your counselors, because they say, even if you take all of that money and put it back into your organization, it's still not exempt. That's what that's saying. So if you're telling me you're not going to rent to them, I think that you qualify. If you are renting to them and you're receiving income off that property, there's a specific exception in the statute that says it doesn't matter whether you put that money back in. That's still an investment, and it's not subject to the exemption.
I understand that.
And so...
So let me can I respond
yeah,
to that? So in the 2014 tax ruling that we had in our favor on page 7, it talks about used exclusively.
Right.
And it says the primary and inherent use as over against is over against a mere secondary and incidental use. We would argue the rental of the property is a secondary and inherent use. The fact of the matter is the rates that we charge are substantially below market rate and are merely intended to cover the cost for utilities of the building.
It's not an investment.
It's not a return.
I understand. I just, the problem I've got is I know that all that money is going back in, but they have specifically put in the statute an exemption,
right.
And they say even though the income or rentals received are used wholly for religious education material or purposes, still not exempt. That's the problem we have if you do that. If you tell me you're going to stop charging rent, I mean, I can't change the wording of the statute. It's my problem, and I'm not. Again, all of us know, and I have family that's worked Canicook and know Joe White personally, and all that. I just think that they have carved out this exception in the statute, which you have, you know, put here, and I don't know how to get around that when. Otherwise, there'd be no use for the exception. And sorry for being a lawyer, but
can I take you to page 7 of the filing again, the ruling for us in our favor in 2014?
Yes,
filed with the assessor.
Page.
I don't.
Well, and that ruling still stands. I mean,
correct.
your property.
I just want to use it as an example of why I believe that what we're doing is fair.
Yes, please do.
So let me read a paragraph out of there. In Missouri law, used exclusively has reference to the primary inherent use over against mere secondary use. If the incidental use, in this case renting housing, does not interrupt the exclusive occupation of the premises for religious worship, but dovetails into or rounds out that purpose, then it could be said that the property has an exclusive use which authorizes the exemption. That's what I'm claiming still applies today. This is no different.
I understand what you're saying, and on almost all, I've represented organizations for this specific statute as well. My problem is there is a specific exception in the statute for income-producing property.
Which was
there would be no point in that exception if it didn't apply in a situation where you're getting rent. I don't know how it would not apply. I mean, what you've quoted here is absolutely true, but this wasn't a case in which they were renting.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
What it was ruled against, we had the same situation on those properties in 2014.
No, you're talking about in here, right? Or are you talking about on the case?
I'm saying the 2014 ruling that was in our favor had a similar situation where we had minor temporary short-term rental of property of camp properties, and the state tax agency ruled in our favor and included this.
The BOE?
No, the state.
The state tax commission ruled on this. This became, and they had similar type properties in 2014.
Can I make a point of clarification?
Yes.
The property that ends in 000, the property at 761 Lakeshore, that was previously tax exempt. That has been changed this year from tax exempt to now owing.
Who owned it before?
We owned it.
We've owned it since 2016. It immediately became tax exempt, and this is the first year since we've owned it that we're being asked to pay taxes on it.
Okay. I had a set of state statutes up here. Have you guys seen those?
No, I tell you what, I may withdraw my objection. Let me look at this.
Okay.
Or, you know, let me look at this. I had not seen this before I was talking to you.
Okay, that's why we're here.
So you have other property that people that work for you that may pay rent.
Correct.
Yeah.
Those are all intended to cover the utilities and minor maintenance of the facility. We have
insurance.
An issue, just insurance, things like that. We have an issue as a nonprofit, you may or may not be aware, we can't, we have a private inurement issue that we also have to manage, otherwise we can lose our nonprofit status. So that's an IRS rule. So we're always navigating those things, and we don't rent to people who don't work within the ministry.
Susan, you were this.
Okay, I was trying to find the fact pattern in this case that told me that.
I've heard of it. I read the case a while ago, and like I said, I've got this list here that shows how you determine it. It's a three-part test, and like I said, I just don't think part three applies. It just doesn't. It's not. And you know, parcel by parcel is how you have to look at it. And the dominant use of this property must be for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons and must directly or indirectly benefit society generally. You're taking a ruling for the massive big parcels they've got that the state ruled on, but we're talking about two different parcels here. And again, you know, some of my churches also have business property, but they have to pay tax on it compared to, it's a different thing. So all I'm asking you is to make a decision based on these two that aren't, just because they're next to it, the other ones, doesn't mean it necessarily applies, is all I'm saying. So I'm leaving it to you to interpret this because, I don't know.
These parcels are an integral part of the ministry operation.
Well, they are now.
Correct. We chose to buy the properties because they had homes that we could house staff on, as opposed to building new facilities to house staff. We had a facility need, and that's why we purchased the properties.
Well, what they're saying is that same type of situation happened when they went to State Tax Commission. That same type situation of rental happened on that. That's the point of question here. State Tax Commission ruled on it then and substantiated. So this particular property wasn't there, but the same type property was there. So that's what they're saying.
Well, what I was looking for in this Tax Commission was something in the findings of fact about the fact that the property was used for rental. And I'm not seeing it. That's why I'm asking.
That was an issue that was brought up. And I do remember they struggled on making a decision, but they had to go to the state tax.
And they ruled on it. And they had, it's, John, is it my understanding that you had, during that time, that you had the same type property at that time in 2014 when you went before the state tax commission, the same type of rental scenario of renting to
all of our parcels in Payne County at that time were part of that ruling,
right?
And we had facilities on our properties that we do rent out. We did rent out seasonally to ministry staff.
To ministry, staff.
And they
spiritual
looked at
leaders,
that.
But it doesn't say that specifically in the ruling, right?
Correct. And we can go back. And
well,
talk
they
again.
Looked at it, and in 2014 they ruled on it. So. I mean, this is something that is very similar in nature, so I don't know why we would be...
You guys could make the decision if you want to, but if you remember our training, they suggested that all of the tax-exempt parcels like this should go to the state tax commission.
I don't understand why that would... I've never had that as part of my training.
Yeah, you did. It was in there. That was their suggestion because it is difficult to determine if they can.
How is this difficult to determine?
Jeff, I think...
Don't be argumentative with me. I'm just trying to...
No, you just said it's difficult to determine. It's not difficult to determine. They went before the State Tax Commission in 2014.
The State Tax Commission had a difficult time making this determination.
And they made the decision.
Okay. So I said, you can make the decision if you choose to, or you can take the recommendation when we were in training to send all tax-exempt parcel, people that are requesting to be tax-exempt, to them and let the State Tax Commission rule on it. You don't have to do that. You can do it today if you choose to. I'm just reminding you of that from our training. But you can do whatever you want to do.
Okay. The conclusion in here does say, in the incidental use, in this case, renting housing does not interrupt, so the Tax Commission did make the decision. That was, that's the 95. So it's contradictory to the statute, but that's what they've done. And if they've done it before, then I think we have to. I think the Tax Commission, I think they're exempt.
I remember last year
we had an incident. We had one where we had a nun who was doing for battered women. It was a great project. The mm-hmm. problem was that she had the house in her name, and it would go back to her, and so you can't have that. Right. But that has nothing to do with this one, I don't think. Is that the one you were talking about?
No, it's just another piece of property the minister, right. and we allowed that.
Yep.
Right, but the only issue here was just the issue of the rental, and because he provided this, which thank you, because I had not seen this Tax Commission ruling, it says specifically in this conclusion here, if the incidental use, and in this case renting, and it says housing, does not, it's interesting that they did that, but I think it is.
Now, what's the, I know there's probably another plan long term for this property. Are you able to elaborate on that any? Or?
I would just say generally, you know, it's adjacent to our existing facilities, so it gives us options to expand, and yeah. we're exploring a number of things, summer and year round, for that mm-hmm. parcel.
I think clearly it's not going to be a long-term rental situation.
No, and I would say
we have a housing problem that we're trying to solve as we continue to, you know, expand. Our camps are full.
And I think that probably because it's only, I think that probably, you correct me because you were probably there for this, but I'm assuming it's because you were using it exclusively for staff only and not outside, you weren't renting it to outside people at all.
Correct.
Okay, so it sounds like to me that they have determined in that ruling from last year that in fact you're still sticking to that purpose, and therefore I would make a motion to exempt the properties.
On 2029 and 2030.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I had not seen this case that the tax